To many people, it is a big problem indeed that we cannot see God. To some, it makes it too hard to believe that God exists. How can you believe in something you cannot see? Others accept that God exists, but it makes him hard to relate to in any meaningful sort of way. Consider by analogy, perhaps, a child's relationship with an imaginary friend. That relationship may be real enough to them, but it isn't actually real in any kind of objective way. And God feels like that to some people. They have what feels to them, maybe, like a real relationship with him. And yet they cannot see him. And so they deep down suspect the relationship isn't actually, objectively, real. Or anyone who has been absent from a loved one for a prolonged period knows how hard it is to sustain a relationship over a long distance. Maybe you or a husband or a wife have had to work away for an extended period. Or if we go back in history, we think of the Second World War, large numbers of our nation's young men sent to the front in France, and relationships with loved ones back home had to be sustained with postcards back and forth if they got through. Actually, the idea that we cannot see God is a key idea in Jewish thought. The Jewish religion thinks it very important that God is invisible. The Old Testament half of our Bibles underlines God is invisible. They are the Jewish scriptures. And John 1 picks this up as well. So, for example, you can see God's effects. You can see the world he's made. You can see the blessings that God showers upon us. God is responsible for all the light, for all the love, for all the laughter in the world. You can see God's effects, and John chapter 1 would say, all things were made through him. You can also hear God's voice. In the 15th century BC, God gathered his people, the Jews, around Mount Sinai. The mountain shook and smoked. They heard the voice of God speaking, giving them his laws. But the one thing they didn't do was see him. And as John chapter 1 says, the law was given through Moses. You can see God's effects, you can hear God's voice, but you cannot see him. Until, that is, you hit Christmas. And you discover, again, that lovely reading from John chapter 1, and in particular, you discover verse 18. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in the closest relationship with the Father, has made him known. You rediscover that lovely verse at Christmas and you find two things. Number one, God is not alone. He has a son. That son is himself God. That son is in the closest possible relationship with God the Father. So, to see that son would be to see God the Father himself. If you were to meet his son, you would be meeting God the Father himself. To know God's son is to know God the Father as well. And yet, they are distinct. God is not alone. He has a son. The other thing you discover in John chapter 1 is that that son became a human being. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And that human being is the one who was given the name Jesus. And so because Jesus is human, he is somebody you can see. And because Jesus is God the Son, God can now be known. Which means we can be sure God exists. God is not invisible. Not because he suddenly popped out of hiding, but because God the Son became an actual human being. And so in the person of Jesus, you have someone you can see who is God. And if we cannot see God, it is only because we are 2,000 years too late. You can be sure he exists, and you can relate to him. This says that he came from the Father full of grace and truth. It says that twice. Verse 14, we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father full of grace and truth. And then verse 17, for the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. So Jesus didn't only come to make God visible. He didn't only come so we can know truth. He also came so that we can know grace. He came to mend our broken relationship with our God, to bring us back into God's favor, and to do that as pure gift, something we do not deserve. Full of grace and truth, God is a God we can relate to. To many people, it is a big problem that you cannot see God, and yes, we cannot. God is essentially invisible. And yet, if you were to meet the person of Jesus, you meet someone who is not only God, but is also a human being like us. You meet someone, therefore, who is visible, who could eat, drink, talk, interact with those around him. In the person of Jesus, the invisible God becomes knowable. Someone we can see, God's truth is accessible, but also someone we can know because God's grace is accessible.